Okay, not fic time.
I don't have a full plot for this, but I have a solid idea, so here we go. Fandom is Star Wars Rebels. No primary pairings, background pairings of Hera and Kanan and Zeb and Callus. The story starts in that one episode where they try to extract Callus because they know that Thrawn is really close to finding out who Fulcrum is, and Fulcrum pins it on List. So List is absolutely convinced that it is, what, Governor Price? Or whoever it is. List is convinced that it's that other person. And when they're all right near the end, about to escape, and you've got Rex and Kanan and Ezra all like blasting away in the hangar, and they're about to jump onto the shuttle, and they're all like, come on, come on, we can make it to Callus. And Callus and List is there, and he's like, no, I'm going to capture the rebels. And somehow during all of this, instead of having Callus grab List and pin him to the ground and go, I have captured the infiltrator, I have captured the spy, he grabs List. And Liz stumbles around and manages to hit him in the face completely accidentally. He just like, he's spinning around and maybe his elbow comes up and just like knocks Callus's back and he's like, ah, now I have a potentially broken nose. And Callus kind of shoves him just out of reflex, which makes List go stumbling backwards, and all of a sudden he's stumbling backwards into probably Rex, who catches him, and Callus has got his hand over his face going, get out of here now! Kind of only quiet because he doesn't want everybody else to hear. And so they just grab List and get out? And it's not until they've actually taken off and made it into hyperspace that they're like, huh, we just extracted the wrong person. List. Lieutenant List, what are we gonna do with you? And Lieutenant List is very much of the opinion that he has just been captured by a bunch of rebels. And so he is putting on a stiff upper lip and going, I won't tell you anything. You'll never get, I don't care how you torture me, you'll never get anything out of me. I will never reveal the Empire's secrets. Kanan and Rex just kind of look at each other and go, do we really want to deal with this? Do we really want to, maybe we should wait until, so they lock him up. Because neither of them want to deal with him while they're in hyperspace and stuff. So, yeah. They put him in the cargo area. They lock him up and they have Ezra posted guard. Ezra is in that place where he wants to impress everybody. So, at first he's like being all, trying to be all intimidating, like, yeah, I'm a Jedi, and I'm gonna, if you try anything, I can use mind tricks on you, and I have a lightsaber and stuff, but it takes long enough because Kanan and Rex are taking a very roundabout route back to base. So it takes long enough for them to get back that Ezra kind of gets bored. And Ezra's leaning back and going like, so yeah, you're Lieutenant List. You're a lieutenant, right? And List is like, I'm not gonna tell you anything. And Ezra's like, fine, fine. Interrogation's not my department. And like, they go back and forth like that a couple of times until eventually Ezra's like, you wanna play dice? You wanna play sabacc? I'm so bored here. You want to, like, and he manages to get under List's guard just because he's a kid and he's bored and he's clearly, like, he doesn't look like an interrogator. And Ezra does have it in the back of his mind that anything List says, he's gonna remember it. And he knows that maybe Chopper is there and recording everything too. I can't remember if Chopper came on this particular mission, but if not, they have some recording thing. And so on the surface, Ezra is like, yeah, totally, a bored teenager. And he's got the idea of maybe I can lure him into a false sense of security, but also he's a bored teenager. And so they start, like, just talking, and maybe it's over cards, or maybe it's over dice, or maybe they start off talking about, like, some hollow show. And by the end, List has completely spilled not about the Empire. He's very carefully not said anything about the Empire. But he's spilled all the information about his personal life. And the fact that he has a sister back on so-and-so planet, and he's from so-and-so planet. His parents are in this industry, and he, you know, loves, he has some quirky hobby, like model shipbuilding, or, and so by the time they get to the base, Ezra has basically figured out all this stuff about him. And List thinks he's been doing fantastic at not spilling anything about the Empire. And so they, Zeb comes in. I think it is Zeb. Although it could be Rex. Whoever. Some big burly guy who's very impressive comes in and they've got List in handcuffs and they put a helmet on him or a blindfold or something so he can't see and they march him into a proper interrogation room on the base. And they lock him up, and they let him sit there for, like, a couple hours. Just as a, you know, standard make-em-wait tactic. And finally, somebody comes in, and it's, again, somebody big and intimidating, and someone who appears on the outside to be the typical interrogation-type person. Again, Zeb or Rex or whoever. And they've got a data pad. This data pad has all the information that Ezra managed to, like, glean off of List. And then they've used this couple of hours to investigate his home life further. So they're like, so you've got a sister. And he's like, what do you want with my sister? And all of a sudden, he doesn't realize that he's the one who gave this away, but he's like, you know, don't hurt my sister. I'll tell, like, I won't betray the Empire, but don't hurt my sister, and yada yada. Like, you terrible, terrible rebels. And the interrogator, Zeb or Rex or whoever, is just like, you know, she's got a new kid now. And at first, List is like, oh, the baby, like, I had heard she was pregnant, but we've got the baby. No, wait, are you threatening? And so the rebels don't actually threaten anyone. But over the course of this investigation, List does a lot of mental flips and turns and convinces himself that the rebels will do terrible things to his family if he doesn't cooperate. Now, Zeb and Rex and everybody else who's been, quote-unquote, interrogating him don't actually want any information from him. They're just stalling for time because Kallus can give them all the information that List can. He's higher on the chain of command and all of that. But also, they're waiting for Kallus to tell them if List is a threat, which by this point they're pretty sure he's not, and what to do with him and all of that. So Kallus, it takes him a while to throw off enough suspicion to get a message out. But when he finally gets the message out, he says, hey, no, List is actually a good guy. I was planning on pinning everything on him. And so there's a lot of, like, stuff here that points to him being a rebel. You know, maybe if you let me talk to him, I can, you know, calm him down and convince him to, I don't know, do something. Like, retire or something. And they're all like, he's convinced that he is our prisoner. We've been treating him like a prisoner. We can't, he doesn't know where he is, but we can't exactly give him a phone call here. So they talk back and forth for a while and make a plan. And the next time that somebody goes to interrogate List, they make a mistake. They get called away in the middle of the interrogation and they leave their comm behind. Now, this comm doesn't have the wide range to call most people in the Empire, but for some reason, it can call Kallus. So, List grabs the comm, fiddles around with it, tries to call a couple of people, can't get through, finally gets through to Kallus, and Kallus is like, Lieutenant List, are you all right? And List is like, yes, they've been interrogating me, and I think they're going to kill my sister, but I haven't said anything. And Kallus is like, no, we'll protect your sister. I will promise to get your sister into protective custody. But since you're there, this is actually a very good opportunity. Governor Price is still under suspicion, but if we can get some more information, you can spy for us from the inside. And List falls for it hook, line, and sinker. He and Kallus set up a quote-unquote secure line so that he can report back to Kallus personally. And the next, when Zeb or whoever comes back to finish interrogating him, List plays up the fact that he's not going to cooperate. And over the next couple of days, he's like, please don't hurt my sister. I will actually cooperate. And overacts terribly. But everybody else knows what's happening. And List thinks he's spying for the Empire. So List thinks he's giving all this information to the rebels in order to earn their trust so that he can get into a position where he can spy for the Empire. Everyone, literally everyone else, knows that Kallus is just stringing him along because part of the whole conversation is that List is actually a really great guy. I mean, he's naive as anything, but he's a decent guy, and the rebels will take much better care of him than the Empire would. Because the Empire is now convinced that he is a spy. So, over the course of a couple of weeks, he gives them a bunch of information that they already know. And they act like, oh yes, thank you for turning. You are now a rebel. We will assign you to a post and you will monitor these communications, or you will go through these files. And List, he's the very lowest person on the totem pole. He has basically zero authority. The few things that he does manage to find out, he passes back to Kallus. Kallus isn't doing anything with this information. He is, in fact, like, deleting it as soon as he gets it, because nobody is going to... Nobody in the Empire is actually going to receive any of this information. But then List makes friends? Because that's part of his being a spy, is learning all the personnel, learning all, you know, figuring out all the command structure for the rebels. And so, who does List make friends with first? Is it Ezra? I want to say List makes friends with Ezra, because Ezra is at this point in his character arc where he wants to impress everybody. And he's going on a lot of little missions here and there, and they are like the first few times where he's in command. And for several of those missions, he needs someone who either A, knows the command structure of the Empire and knows some of the basic ins and outs, coding, docking commands, all of that. Or he needs someone who can go through the information that they do get and figure out what is important and what is not. And so he's like, okay, I could bring along Chopper or Zeb or Sabine or whoever, but they have other important things to do. Hey, List, you don't have anything important to do. Come on, you're going on a mission with me. And List, because he sees Ezra as this outgoing teenager who's going to get himself into trouble, he tries to play the big brother in the complete opposite way of Zeb. It's like he's trying to keep Ezra out of trouble. He's trying to protect Ezra, and Ezra just keeps dragging him into all these chaotic situations, and he can't say no because Ezra is in charge half the time, and the rest of the time he's just like, I am supposed to be spying. This is a way that I am spying. I don't know what to do. So Ezra and List become friends. Then eventually, the whole end of the season with Thrawn happens, and they attack Adelon, and Kallus warns them to get out and all of that. And List doesn't know what's going on at first. He just knows that they are going into red alert. They've got some word that they need to evacuate the base, and he doesn't know that it's Thrawn and the Empire until halfway through the whole situation, when he's actually seeing stormtroopers land and they've got the shield up and half the people are trying to half the people have already made it into orbit and are trying to make it out of the system. And he's like, wait, this is the Empire. The Empire are the good guys. The Empire, I'm working for the Empire. I'm a spy for them. I need to... And I think he tries to signal them, like, if he were less naive, I'm not saying he's not smart. He is smart. He's intelligent, but he is so, so naive. If he were less naive, he would keep his head down, just keep going, and figure it all out later, or make his choice and join the rebels, or something. He's not, so he tries to signal to the Empire and tries to help them. Maybe he tries to take down the shield generator, and because it's Rex and Zeb who are working on the shield generator, one of them just punches him out. And so they have an unconscious List, and they're both like look at each other and go, well, it was bound to happen sometime. And then they get him onto a ship that is headed out. They're like, here, he is unconscious. Just take him and go. Take him and go. And I don't think it's the ghost, because that would be too convenient. And also, the ghost is one of the last ships to leave, so he ends up on some cargo ship with a bunch of people that he barely knows by sight. They take off, they head into hyperspace. When he wakes up, they are already in hyperspace, doing multiple jumps before they go to wherever their next base is. Yavin, probably. So, List is immediately on guard because he thinks that they... Because he remembers getting punched out. He doesn't have any memory loss or brain damage or anything. He remembers Zeb punching him out, and he's like, oh, Zeb knows. Zeb knows I'm a spy. Now I'm on this ship, so maybe they think I just panicked? Maybe, like, what do they know? What do they suspect? And so he's being very cautious in that totally obvious way. And the crew that he's with at the moment don't know that he thinks he's a spy who isn't really a spy, who, you know, the whole convoluted situation. They're just like, oh yeah, List is a little bit weird. Just go with it and get him back to Ezra, because Ezra is his keeper whenever Ezra comes back. They make it to the new base. List does help out setting up the new base, because he's like, until they lock me up, I can still fulfill my mission. And I need to get word out to Kallus, and in order to do that, I need to set up the base in order to get comms online so that I can... all of that. And everybody's trying to pass him back to Ezra, and like, oh yeah, Ezra's your next in line of command? Yeah, sure. Ezra's gone off to the Mandalorians, so he won't be back for a while, but oh yeah, the ghost is scheduled to land in, you know, an hour or whatever, so once the ghost arrives, you can go and meet up with them, and they'll know more about Ezra, and yada yada. Of course, when the ghost does arrive, Kallus, in all his beaten-up, sexy Kallus glory, comes limping down the gangplank with Zeb helping to keep, like, him standing. And List is standing there in the crowd because the ghost crew are practically famous and everybody's like, yeah, welcome back. You did a great job. Yeah. And List is just standing there kind of staring and zoning out going, what? Hera and some of the other higher-ups come up to Kallus and go, like, thank you for all you've done. We need to get you debriefed, but do you want something to eat first? We need, like, you know, all the technical stuff. And in the middle of this very sensible conversation that everybody is on the same page except for List, he just screams out, what? And... like, Kallus turns over, looks at him, goes like, oh, you made it out. Good, good. I need something to eat. I need some calf. List, do you want to come with? Yeah, you'd better. List, with me. And so they go, and there isn't any commissary set up yet. And so basically they sit down on a rock somewhere, and they've got some instant calf, and they've got ration bars. And Kallus is just like, I haven't had a chance to sit down and breathe in, I don't even remember how long, it's been days. I'm exhausted, I can't play this game. And List is still going, what? And so Kallus lays it out for him, going, okay, look. I was the spy. I was framing you. I framed you, and then I got you out, because the Empire is terrible. The Empire did all of these things. I was in ISB. I know all these terrible things. I can give you an itemized list of all the terrible things. I got your sister into safety, by the way, because everybody in the Empire thinks you're a spy. No, no, not that kind of spy. They think you're a rebel spy. No, you're not a double agent. You're not a triple agent. They don't think you're an agent at all. All the information you've been passing back to me? No, I didn't use it. Like, I'm a double agent. You're not an agent. And eventually he just lays it out and goes, list. I was your friend in the Empire. I was a friend who backstabbed you, who I was acting as a mentor figure, as a figure you could trust, as all these things. And I was going to throw you under the bus. If I had been just a normal person and not a rebel agent, you would be nothing. This isn't a, you're moving up in the ranks. And basically he walks List through everything that the Empire, how badly the Empire was treating him, and how well the rebels are treating him. And at one point, like, Zeb isn't there for the first half of the conversation, but for the second half, Zeb comes over and sits nearby and goes like, hey, look, we all knew what you were doing. That's why we put you on the missions that you did have. Ezra took a special interest in you. We're your friends. None of us blame you for what happened. And if you want to leave, you can leave. None of us will stop you. If you want to go back to your sister, if you want to try to go back to the Empire, I mean, we don't recommend that because they think you're a traitor. But if you want to stick around and actually help, we'd all like you to stick around. So List has this epiphany moment where he stops, looks around, like, turns over to Kallus and goes like, really? And Kallus is like, really? I'm here now. They know about me, so I'm here with you. You could show me around, even. I mean, I've got to debrief first, but... And Kallus, List gets this look in his eye because he did think Kallus was his friend, and Kallus is like, yeah, I tricked you, and I manipulated you, but I really do care about you, and that's why I was kind of glad when you got out, because I did not want to frame you. You were just there at the wrong time, and I'm sorry about that, but hey, you're safe now. And so, yeah, that is the story of how List accidentally became a rebel.